Now, we'll wrap up season one with a couple of interviews of two people I know personally who have embraced the path of self-mastery we are discussing. They are using many of the tools we have already discussed and many more. I hope their stories inspire you just like they do me. They are proof positive that even if you haven't reached your mountaintop yet, and I stress the word yet, yet stands for you're eligible too. All of us can do it. All we have to do is get started and keep on moving forward. Welcome to the final solo episode of Season 1 for Time-Tested Mastery, Life Lessons Sell. Season 1 has been an introduction to this new podcast and the never-ending journey and exploration of personal growth and mastery. Together, we've dusted off some well-known tools and strategies that empower personal and professional success. I want to give a big thank you to today's show sponsor, Cassie Winterout at M5 Financial. Cassie is a San Diego native and seasoned lender with a diverse background in the mortgage industry. With over 16 years of experience, Cassie is known for her dedication to exceptional client service, earning her the title of the friendly lender. She resides in San Diego with her husband, Trevor, their 5-year-old son, Jake, and cat named Bacon. My sales team's clients and my own family members have used Cassie personally and all have given her rave reviews. If you are looking for an extraordinary lender, you can reach her at 858-999-1778. First, we talked about building your personal philosophy, your guiding compass. We began the season by diving into the foundation of all success, your personal philosophy. It acts as your internal compass. It shapes your beliefs, actions, and outcomes. Inspired by mentors like Jim Rohn, we explored how a well-defined philosophy can empower you to make better decisions and face challenges with clarity. Key questions like, what do I stand for? And how has my philosophy shaped my life so far? Encouraged self-reflection. This episode emphasized that success begins with self-awareness and intentional thinking, setting the stage and providing a starting point for everything that follows. In episode 2, we considered defining and aligning purpose, your ultimate why. Your purpose, the emotional anchor of success, was the focus. We examined how a well-defined why can fuel passion and resilience during tough times. Drawing from Viktor Frankl's wisdom, we discussed aligning purpose with core values to create meaningful and sustainable motivation. Exercises such as defining your ultimate why and connecting it with daily actions highlighted how purpose transforms work into a fulfilling mission. This episode emphasized that purpose is not just a guide, it's the driving force, the power behind all progress. Next, in episode 3, we looked at mastering the science of goal setting. Using the SMART framework, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound, we learned to craft actionable goals. Reverse engineering was also introduced as a way to break long-term aspirations into manageable milestones and ensure steady progress. The importance of aligning goals with personal values and life purposes was emphasized as well. By creating a clear roadmap and regularly reviewing progress, this episode laid a practical foundation for achieving success. Next up, maximizing results with the 80-20 rule. In episode 4, we uncovered the truth behind the Pareto principle, which reveals that 20% of efforts yields 80% of results. By identifying high-impact activities, we learned how to channel energy effectively and eliminate distractions. Strategies included delegating non-essential tasks, sharpening skills, and amplifying strengths to achieve more with less effort. This episode underscored that working smarter, not harder, is a major key to growth. In episode 5, we considered time management and productivity. Owning your day. After explaining the concepts in the Eisenhower Matrix, we learned to prioritize tasks by urgency and importance in order to stay focused on high-value activities. We want to prevent a lifetime of chasing emergencies, putting fires out, and getting burned out in the process. The concept of sacred mornings highlighted the importance of protecting early hours for deep, uninterrupted work. Time blocking and eliminating distractions are also essential strategies we discussed. Allowing listeners to shift from being busy to becoming truly productive. This episode reinforced the idea that time is the great equalizer. It's how you invest it that matters most. Next, more discussion on high impact activities. Working smarter, not harder. In episode 6, we explored how to maximize results by focusing on high impact activities. Building on the 80-20 rule, this episode introduced practical tools to identify tasks that drive the greatest outcomes. Identifying your one thing, the engine of your business and success. Also, we discussed the concept of your core competency. That's your unique advantage that you want to build upon. From evaluating client databases to refining lead generation strategies, we learn to direct energy toward the efforts that yield the most significant returns. The concept of sharpening the saw, inspired by Stephen Covey, emphasized continuous improvement in all of these areas to amplify productivity and efficiency. The next point is important for everyone, but absolutely crucial for salespeople: mastering the art of active listening. In episode 7, we focused on the transformative power of listening. Active listening was shown to be more than just hearing. It includes understanding and connection. Techniques such as paraphrasing, asking open-ended questions, and mirroring and matching help listeners improve their communication skills in order to build trust with their clients and colleagues. This episode emphasized that the best communicators listen 80% of the time, and when they do speak, they usually ask a lot of questions. By directing conversations through thoughtful questions and empathetic engagement, we learned how listening creates influence and fosters meaningful relationships. Storytelling and communicating with impact was next. Storytelling took center stage in episode 8, highlighting how compelling narratives can inspire, inform, and persuade. We broke down storytelling into its key elements: the context, the challenge, and a resolution, all while emphasizing its power to make messages memorable. Through real-life examples and practical exercises, listeners were given tools to craft engaging stories that resonate with their intended audience. Whether pitching ideas or building relationships, storytelling is a cornerstone of effective communication. Resilience and growth. Embracing challenges were featured in episode 9. In episode 9, resilience was framed as the ability to turn setbacks into opportunities for growth. Drawing inspiration from David Goggins and Angela Duckworth's Grit, we learned how adversity builds strength and character. Using affirmations, revisiting long-term goals, and embracing struggles as opportunities for transformation became practical takeaways we can incorporate into our tool bag. With an engaging story as an example, the butterfly struggling to emerge from its cocoon, we underscored the critical truth that challenges are not barriers. They're pathways to growth, strength, and ultimately success. And they are necessary. Now we'll wrap up season 1 with a couple of interviews of two people I know personally who have embraced the path of self-mastery we are discussing. They are using many of the tools we have already discussed and many more. I hope their stories inspire you just like they do me. They are proof positive that even if you haven't reached your mountaintop yet, and I stress the word yet, yet stands for you're eligible too. All of us can do it. All we have to do is get started and keep on moving forward. I want to thank you again for joining me on this journey, for listening to Time Tested Mastery. If you know anyone this podcast could be of help to, please share it with them. And here are some other things you can do to help us grow if you like what we are doing. Number one, subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts, YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, etc. Second, you can sign up at timetestedmastery.com to receive notification of all we are doing in real time. Third, follow Time Tested Mastery on Facebook or X and share our page with the friends you think might be interested in giving us a look. Four, you can also write us a review on social media. That would help. And please leave us your comments or questions so we can improve our content going forward. Now, looking forward, in season two, we'll take a deeper dive into some advanced topics: communication skills, negotiation skills, emotional intelligence, understanding and working with human nature, personality styles, being versatile, and much more. Probably the most important thing we will talk about next season is what it means to be coachable. Together, let's continue building the skills and habits that lead to lasting success. Until then, remember, success is not a destination, it's a lifelong journey. So let's keep striving, growing, and mastering life lessons one day at a time. I'm Mark Dolan, and I'm your host for Time Tested Mastery, Life Lessons Sell.